Good morning, Alex. See you on your audio.
So first of all, why has Saudi Arabia blamed Iran for the attack, even though the rebels claimed responsibility?
Well, Iran supports some factions in Yemen, and they use this help in their war against Saudi Arabia. The thing that we shouldn't forget is that four or five years ago, Saudi Arabia, with actually a leading a coalition, declared a war against Yemen. So it's actually normal to see Yemen fire back by any necessary means, and they probably get some help from countries like Iran. But also Saudi Arabia and Iran is part of a longer rivalry between these two countries in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia's tendency toward dominating the Middle East and building their own regional hegemonies goes back to the 50s, at earliest stage that Saudi Arabia was established as a country in the 30s. So having the privilege of big allies such as the United States and other Western powers, the Saudis also tried to use this as a means to dominate the region. And since late 1970s to this day, Iran is one of the rivals that Saudis try to bring down in order to dominate the region.
So in light of that, then, why would the rebels claim responsibility for this?
Because they are in a war against Saudi Arabia for 5 years now, so any target that they undertake, it would be also credit for them. So in another language, they are telling Saudi Arabia that it's not just you can bombard us, we have our own ways to bombard you inside your territories as well.
So Trump came out the other day and said that in relation to this, he's not looking to get into new conflict, but sometimes you have to. Do you think this will turn into a larger conflict if the U.S. gets involved?
Yes, it could be very much if the U.S. can involve in a conflict, or we may see the otherwise. This may be a way to another agreement between Trump and the administration and Iran. The second one would be much better in terms of the regional stability, because if the Iranian could help the Yemenis to damage 5% of the global energy coming from Saudi Arabia, I think Iranians would be able to make more damage in case of any war in the region. So we have to see. So far, until today, the U.S. Administration is rising the tension towards Iran, and they are talking about more involvement, Iranian involvement, and they are promising probably warfare response.
So is this a conflict purely around oil, then? Is this how the fighting is going on, just by attacking energy source?
It is. The energy source is very important for the global economy, actually. And the U.S. historically played the role of making sure the flow of oil to the U.S. and to the global market. They had this role since they become a hegemonic power after the Second World War. And Saudi Arabia is a crucial ally in this regard. And it's a big issue, yes, for the U.S. and for the global market to secure that.
I mean, Trump talks a big talk, but do you really think there's a possibility that the U.S. will get involved in the conflict?
Well, to be sure, Trump is not predictable. So I personally hope that there won't be a war in the region, because this won't be like any other war. Iran has the means to fire back. It's not like Iraq and Syria or Libya or Yemen, the previous war in the Middle East. And as I said, if they could make this damage and they are not still directly involved in a war, think about how what big the damage they can make if they are involved in a direct war. Partly, and also, like the U.S. coalition against Iran would also make a big damage against Iran and Iranian population, which we know that's the biggest population. Iran has nothing to do about what their decision makers are making. It's not a democratic country. It's, the Iranian public are severely damaged right now. They are witnessing a difficult condition. Things we'll get back for the Iranian too, but hopefully. This is going to be an excuse to make another deal like a nuclear deal, which the United States unilaterally pulled back out of it, and that is one of the reasons why the region got to this point at the moment.
And kind of looking back at home, how will this kind of had an effect on Australia? I mean, not even just if there is a war, but just purely from 5% of the oil output being destroyed.
Australia is one of the countries that rely on Middle Eastern oil. So I don't think that Middle Eastern oil will stop at the point that countries like Australia cannot have access to this source of energy. But in terms of speaking of the involvement, Australia is involved in that. It's one of the pioneers, actually. Because one of the United States asked for a coalition to secure the Persian Gulf waters, some allies respond negatively, but Australia was one of the countries that said that they are willing to send the Navy to participate in that coalition. So it's directly involved in that conflict, and hopefully there won't be a conflict, so countries like Australia wouldn't be impacted further than this.
Hey, Karen, thank you so much for joining us this morning to chat about this.
Thanks for having me, Alex.